What does your faith mean to you? We have strong messages in today's readings, all of them, about faith, the first of the three great theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. There is a little known story about, and it's a true story, about a native son of Louisville. His name is Muhammad Ali. Our airport has been named after him, Muhammad Ali International Airport. But few people know that Muhammad Ali had a fear of flying, at least he did when he was younger. When he was a young man and known as Cassius Clay, he was participating in the pre-Olympic trials. He was called to go to Los Angeles, and he didn't want to go because he was afraid to fly. So he said, "Can I go on a bus? Can I go on a train? Can I drive?" And eventually he was persuaded to fly to Los Angeles. Well, he was a white-knuckle flyer. He went out and participated in the Olympic trials. And then on the way back on the airplane, it was a really rough ride. And he was bounced around, and it scared him to death. And he swore he'd never fly again. Well, lo and behold, he was chosen, he won, to go a place on the Olympic team. And he was to participate in the 1960 Olympic Games in Rome. So how was he going to get to Rome? He wanted to go on a boat. He didn't care how much ahead of time he had to leave. Once again, he was prevailed upon to fly. But this time, he would not fly unless they let him wear a parachute on the plane. So he did. He didn't have much faith in man, maybe the pilot. He didn't have much faith in man-made machines, the airplane. I suspect later in life he developed a greater faith. I don't know about flying, but he became a very devout Muslim, and he had a faith in God. And he fought for a large part of his life an affliction, a physical affliction. He was palsied. I suspect his faith developed a lot. Today's gospel gives us two distinct ways of looking at faith: how faith empowers us and what faith demands of us. It tells us in the gospel that Jesus tells us that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, a very, very tiny seed, almost not visible to the human eye, if you have just that much faith, the gospel says, Jesus says, you could take this mulberry tree, uproot it, and plant it in the sea. Well, my preference of that translation is Mark and Matthew's version. Both of them, instead of saying, take this mulberry tree, they say, there's a mountain, if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, move this mountain into the sea. You can move this mountain into the sea or into another spot, depending on which of those two gospels you read it in. To me, that's a much more powerful image, that you can move a mountain with such little faith. I remember when I first started really feeling that I had some kind of faith and trying to develop it and trying and praying for more faith. It's a gift from God, and asking God to give me more faith. We get that through prayer. If we get more faith, we get it through prayer and through our actions, our service. But I remember when it first started striking me, and certain scripture readings started coming to me. It was about the time that I came into the church. In 1984 is when I came into the church. And also 4 years later when I went on Curcio. During that time, my faith developed more than it had ever. And I remember the one scripture that really struck me, and it was about faith. It was in the letter to the Hebrews, and it said, faith is the realization of things that we cannot see. That had great meaning to me and still does. We can't see God. We can't visualize Him. And we can't touch God. And so it can't be proven by science that God exists. But we do see God if we have faith. Through nature, through the trees, the beautiful trees, through the flowers that we can touch and smell, through God's great creation of the animals, which Father's going to bless today. But most of all, we see faith through one another. We see God, excuse me. We see God through one another when we have faith. The more faith we have, the more we see God in all of these things, in nature and in one another. What does faith demand of us? Well, if we have faith, and all of us have some, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can move a mountain. I believe that faith can do wonderful things. We're called to use our gift of faith in serving other people, in helping others. That's what faith demands of us. And it also demands that we, speaking to the second part of the gospel, that we don't look for recognition. Back in Jesus' time, the church officials, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they loved to pray in public and look for recognition. They loved to have places of honor at the table. When we serve others through faith, we're doing what we're called to do, and faith is its own reward. We're doing what God requires of us. It's part of the job of being Christian. It's our duty. We need not look for any other recognition. In the first reading today, the prophet Habakkuk sort of props up our feelings of faith when he introduces the element of time. He says, if things are not going well now, and they weren't for him, because the whole first part of his speech was in today's first reading was about how horrible things were in the world, and he referred to things that he couldn't change and that he was asking God to change. Evidently, people were living dissolute lives and people weren't treating each other well. Well, fast forward to today, nothing's changed there. In our society, at least, people are living dissolute lives. And it's amazing to see the instances and the examples of man's inhumanity to man in our day and time. Think of the immigrants that are fleeing and afraid for their lives, fleeing countries where they're afraid for their lives because of the government, afraid for their own lives, afraid for the lives of their family, and they're leading horrible lives, and they come here and they're put in cages. It's not an easy thing to solve. It's not an easy situation, but putting people in cages and separating them from their family is not the right answer. Think of what you saw on the front page of the Record this week. A lady who had been going to the abortion clinic in downtown Louisville to have an abortion, and there was a woman there who was praying and talked to her and asked her to go with her, tried to convince her to go with her to get an ultrasound, and tried to help her change her mind and to have the baby. And that happened, and if you saw the picture, the little boy, who's 2 or 3 years old now probably, is a beautiful boy. That child would never have been born. That's the faith that can move mountains. The lady who took her and said she would walk every step of the way with this woman and took her to have an ultrasound and then helped her further after that. That's the faith that can move mountains. Good and faithful servants, trust in God. I was in a nursing home this week, and I was coming out the front door, and there was a man, very old man in front of me, and he was really having a hard time walking. He had a wonderful attitude, but he just had to go very slow. It was several seconds each step, and his daughter was with him. Come to find out, he was a retired bishop in the Episcopal Church. And he was good friends with Archbishop Kelly. His daughter related a story of how she was in the airport in Boston one time and ran into Archbishop Kelly, encountered him. And they were walking down a long hallway, a concourse. And she, at the same time she was talking to Archbishop Kelly, she was trying to figure out where she was supposed to go to catch her plane. And she looked at the end of the concourse and thought maybe that might be where she was supposed to go. And so she said to Archbishop Kelly, "Do we go up at the end?" Archbishop's reply was, "I've staked my career on it." Archbishop Kelly was a good and faithful servant. He served the people of God. And so, he believed that at the end, he was going to go up. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to serve one another through our faith, so that at the end, we can go up too.